Let's move on to Miscellaneous Owl.
Baby, you're a loser, and that's okay. Maybe you're a failure, but I like you anyway.
With this one, this was a late entry. I want to say that I think the guitar so overpowers the vocals in the mix. And I think the guitar overpowers everything else in this song by a whole lot. And that is a distractingly bad mixing mistake. Otherwise, it's a lovely, you know, if kind of slowish and unobtrusive song. It's hard to imagine me providing a less than glowing Miscellaneous Owl review of any Miscellaneous Owl song. But there it is. I gave it. Mostly blame the mixing, though.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you, Ryan. I don't think that the guitars overpowered the vocals until the chorus. I think everything was fine until the chorus. And then the guitars just blasted the vocals. Like, Owl is buried under a wall of guitars. And I feel like there's a mix engineer who needs to be disciplined.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting, because I felt like it was a choice, because this song, at least in my view, feels like it's playing in the shoegaze field.
Oh.
So if you're going to do shoegaze, you're going to get this kind of reverby wall of sound, and then you're like, sure, this is an Owl song, so you want Owl's vocals to be bigger and brighter and there in the front, because Owl is such a great vocalist. But I feel like this is a shoegazy song. So sure, it's going to get a little more buried in the mix, because that's just kind of the genre bias of it all.
Oh, like, wow, I didn't get that.
Yeah, that's what, like, that was my first kind of thought. When I first heard it, I was just like, oh, like, this is a little more lush. This is a little more, you know, this is a little more 90s shoegaze than what we usually get. So I kind of let that slide.
Yeah, I didn't get that either, because I still think you're wrong. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well,
no, it's okay.
You're free to have your own wrong.